Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Jim Pattison Broadcast Group recently upgraded their radio station streaming audio. They use the products and services provided by Modulation Index. Modulation Index President Greg Oganowski, known for his expertise in this field and longtime vice president of new product development for Orban, working for over two decades with Bob Orban, joins me to let us know the steps taken for this system-wide installation. So, Greg, tell us how it started.
Well, the first part of all of this actually doesn't have anything to do with the audio processing, but it has everything to do with the Streams HLS Direct encoders. We worked very closely with their director of digital at Jim Pattison, Andrew Snook. And Andrew has had some previous experience with HLS quite a few years ago and recognized all of the benefits from all of this. And Andrew and I had met many years ago, as a matter of fact, back when I was with Orban. But the whole project started with a demo of the Streams encoder software, and it all went from there. Andrew recognized the idea that HLS Direct does not require any legacy streaming servers, which is a big problem with regard to streaming on the internet these days. The internet was not made for constant connections. And the video content providers have all discovered this the hard way. And they've now all moved off of streaming servers in favor of HLS. And it's pretty much fueled all the successful cord cutting that's going on right now. So it's only obvious that audio streams need to follow in the same direction, but not many people are getting this. One of the big problems is the content distribution networks aren't properly supporting HLS. Andrew also understood this and was willing to take all of this on themselves. So that's what happened.
Okay. What were the first steps when it came to the mechanics of getting this going?
We got them demo software on the Streams encoder software, as well as the audio processing software. It works together, and it creates quite a very, very well-performing stream. We have done this for some of the bigger content providers in the world already, and Andrew also recognized that attribute to everything. So once the demos were successful, we took it from there.
Greg, what would you say to local affiliates for Jim Pattison regarding their streaming? Is there anything they should know now that this change has been made?
Well, aside from a huge congratulations and welcoming to the best way to stream audio, one of the things that people have to realize is that the current audience spends a lot of money for mobile devices, which include mobile phones, their digital dashboards, some home entertainment devices. They expect all of the streaming to just work. And the old legacy methods just don't cut it anymore. So I have to say that don't be afraid of change. This is the road forward. And these new HLS protocols work the way the internet works. So by streaming this way, you're working with the internet, not against it.
Okay, so then in closing, can you summarize why all stations should do this? Just a few quick points as to why stations should look at what they're doing now and decide to make the change, the key points.
That's pretty simple, actually. Less deployment cost, less operating cost, and those points are always welcome. But on top of that, you get more reliability, better audio quality, and it's fully standards based. So it truly is a win-win situation, and you don't get too many of those these days.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.